fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
All right, who's ready to draft? Join us. We are on the air doing a live PPR mock draft. 12 teams. Welcome, everybody. This is Fantasy Football Today, and I am back. I missed y'all. Adam Azer here with Dave Richard, Jamie Eisberg, and Heath Cummings. Heath, great hosting. Thank you for filling in.
Thank you, Adam. I was just trying to make you look good. I hope I accomplished my goal.
It's hard to make Adam look good.
Well, no, I meant, like, not actually look good. That would be difficult.
That would be.
I was just talking, you know.
I understand what you mean. I look like crap right now. I think everybody would agree, right? Don't I look terrible?
You turned your video off so we can't see you.
It's
day. That was intentional. No, I look especially bad now, and I'll tell you all why in a second, but let's tell you what's going on. In round one of this PPR draft, so it is 12 teams, two running backs, two wide receivers, and on today, like, this is quarterback week. We'll get back to quarterbacks tomorrow. Right now, we're just going to do this draft. Again, 12 teams, point per reception. And first five picks were running backs. Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, Ezekiel Elliott, to Scott Fish, nicest guy in the business, David Johnson, and Alvin Kamara. Bell, Gurley, Elliott, David Johnson, Alvin Kamara. And it's pretty interesting. So here's the deal. I'm a little behind. I'm going to ask them for the quickest updates. But right now, Jamie just made the 10th pick, was Kareem Hunt. So what do you think about the first five picks being running backs? Bell, Gurley, Elliott, David Johnson, and Alvin Kamara. And then Antonio Brown came off the board sixth.
Well, we put Alvin Kamara underneath the microscope yesterday, mm-hmm. and we're all very excited about him as a first-round running back. Could get off to just a massive start with Mark Ingram suspended, but I would rather have Antonio Brown or DeAndre Hopkins there with the fifth pick.
DeAndre Hopkins was not even the second wide receiver taken. The sixth pick was Brown after the big four running backs, and then Kamara five. Saquon Barkley, Jamie, goes seventh overall. Before a bunch of great wide receivers, before DeAndre Hopkins, before Kareem Hunt, before Melvin Gordon, Saquon Barkley, what do you think?
I think it's a fine spot for him. I mean, look, you're getting hopefully great production from what we've seen of the last three rookies taken first overall at their position. They've all been very good.
But you don't rank it like that, right? You would have taken Kareem Hunt ahead of him.
In this format, yes. In non-PPR, I would have taken Barkley over Hunt.
Oh, really interesting.
Yep.
So, and that's interesting because I think that people think Barkley's going to be amazing catching passes. How many passes do you think Saquon Barkley catches this year, guys?
50 plus.
I was going to say 56.
Okay, but he's not a 70-80 catch guy, we don't think.
I'd be surprised if he was that high.
Well, Dave loves Eli Manning, so I expect Saquon to be 95 catches.
Oh, that
Odell,
sounds good.
Odell to be 400 catches.
I have him at 51 catches. If he's a 70 catch guy, I think that's possible. That is big time trouble for Evan Ingram.
All right, so here's the funny, quirky part of this industry experts draft.
Wow, somebody else loves Jerry McKinnon more than me.
Oh, McKinnon goes pretty early. All right, I'll get to that in a second. Let's just talk round one, because we're all the way into late round two at this point. But let's talk round one. And the funny part of this is that there are four CBS guys in this draft, the three of them, Heath, Jamie, Dave, and Chris Towers, and they have picks 8, 9, 10, and 11, back to back to back to back. So I'm just going to do a lot of repeating since I know you people aren't looking at the draft right now, but I encourage you to do that on our website. Bell, Gurley, Elliott, Johnson, Kamara, Brown, Barkley 7. Chris Towers takes Keenan Allen 8, letting DeAndre Hopkins fall to Heath at 9. Jamie goes Kareem Hunt. Dave takes Odell Beckham. So, and then Dalvin Cook was the last pick of round one, 12th overall. Julio Jones, the first pick of round two. So Cook and Jones, you know, on the swing, a little interchangeable. But the last half of round one is Barkley, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins, Kareem Hunt, Odell Beckham, Dalvin Cook. Heath, what was your reaction when Chris took Keenan Allen and freed DeAndre Hopkins up for you?
I was very, very happy that I got DeAndre Hopkins, but I'm not going to talk too bad about taking Keenan Allen there. I think I've taken him seventh or eighth in our PPR drafts before. There is an opportunity for even more targets and catches than he had last year. There's maybe a little bit of heightened injury risk, but a lot of those injuries he had in the past aren't the type you worry about being repeated.
Could he be 120 catches?
I think he could.
Yeah. I do too.
Does Keenan Allen have the best chance to be 120 catches? Or Antonio Brown? Maybe I still give it to Brown.
It's close.
That's a hell of a year.
Definitely close. I mean, you know, I think it comes down to how good Mike Williams will be.
Also, I have Keenan Allen projected for the most catches at 113. Yep. So,
also,
I think he has the most best chance.
There you go. Keenan Allen at 102 last year.
I'm shocked what's going on with this draft.
All right, what's going on with the draft? Should we get into round two? So after Hopkins, it was Hunt to Jamie, Beckham to Dave, and then another analyst, Davis Matt. I don't know how to pronounce
Maddock.
His name.
Davis Maddock
took Dalvin Cook from Roto Grinders. Dalvin Cook and Julio Jones. Dave back on the clock. Dave goes with Melvin Gordon. Jamie takes Michael Thomas. So that means Dave has Beckham and Gordon. Jamie has Hunt and Thomas. Very similar teams. Heath took A.J. Green. Heath goes wide receiver. Hopkins and Michael Thomas. Or no, Hopkins and A.J. Green. Tell me why you did not take a running back in round two.
Because Dave took Melvin Gordon. And Davis Maddock took Dalvin Cook. I was very unhappy with those three picks right in front of me. Would have been thrilled with any of the three. Thomas, Cook, or Melvin Gordon. I'm happy with A.J. Green. I don't have a problem with him in the second round.
Not Fournette, though.
Right. Was Fournette the next guy
up
for you?
If this was a non-PPR draft, I would have taken Fournette.
I think Fournette catches a bunch of balls this year. I don't know if it's going to be in the...
It'll be in the 40s.
Yeah. He won't be too far behind.
What was he, 35 last year? Right around there?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And I don't think he's Yeah. I don't think he's a negative, but I expect A.J. Green's going to catch a bunch of passes this year.
Okay.
But he does that every year.
Yeah, but Heath knows picking with the ninth overall pick, second round, so that's 13, 14, 15, 16 overall, it takes A.J. Green. When Heath is up to pick again in round three, the running back crop will be better than the wide receiver crop in this PPR league for sure. So after Julio Jones, Gordon, Michael Thomas, A.J. Green, the first four picks of round two, we have a little bit of a running back run. Leonard Fournette, Devontae Freeman. Based on what we said under the microscope with Freeman last week, this feels early for Freeman, 18 overall?
Yes.
Yeah. Christian McCaffrey. So it was Fournette, Freeman, McCaffrey, and then Devontae Adams, and then, Jamie, 21st overall, Jerick McKinnon. The next three picks were Kelce, Mixon, and Baldwin. Am I crazy, or did Rob Gronkowski not get picked yet?
He did not get picked yet.
At that point in the draft. Holy, what? Okay, yeah. So...
That's when I made the statement. This draft is crazy.
This draft is crazy. So, again, picking up after Heath picked Green, Fournette, Freeman, McCaffrey, Devontae Adams, Jerick McKinnon, 21st overall. Let's stop there. Your thoughts on McKinnon and PPR 21st overall?
I think it's pretty clear I'm the most excited about McKinnon. Apparently not in the industry. I think he's got 1,500 yard potential. I think he's going to catch close to 80 passes, assuming again he stays healthy. But I wouldn't have taken him ahead of Gronk. I wouldn't have taken him that high in the second round. But I always will appreciate somebody that's aggressive on someone you like, and if that's the case, go get him.
All right, finishing up round two, and I'll recap everything. The last three picks of round two, Dave, I'll let you discuss these: Travis Kelce, Joe Mixon, and Doug Baldwin. I mean. No Gronk yet. Tyreek Hill was the 25th overall pick, first pick of round three. But earlier than we're used to seeing from McKinnon, Kelce before Gronk is weird. Mixon in 23rd overall, little surprising. And then Doug Baldwin. What do you think about those last three picks, Kelce, Mixon, Baldwin?
I think Kelce going where he went and Baldwin going where he went, that's normal for them. I think it's weird that Gronk went after Kelce.
Yeah.
And then it's Mixon. That's the pick that kind of makes me scratch my head.
And Chris Towers was just saying before this draft that he was looking at Fantasy Pros and Mixon's ADP was up to 23 overall.
Right. So there's definitely been a movement with Joe Mixon.
He's going to be awesome.
And it could simply be because he's going to be the lead back in an offense and have a shot at 20 touches and working the goal line.
Yep.
It could be as simple as that. I'm still a little nervous.
Yeah, I think I said it last week. Mixon's a guy I've been sort of getting more excited about. But it's a fun group of running backs that go there. A couple weeks ago, we said, who's this year's Todd Gurley? And we looked at McKinnon. We looked at Mixon, Jordan Howard, running backs who are going to be drafted in that range. Mike Evans is another name. We've said he's not off the board yet as we get into round three. Should I make my announcement, guys?
Sure. Let's make the announcement.
Okay. Big week for me last week. Big week.
I know. You joined a new type of league.
Oh, yeah. Easter's a dad. I did it.
Congrats, bro.
Allie, this isn't a joke. Actually. Adam really is a father.
Yep. So I was on a brief paternity leave. I am back and exhausted.
Tell everybody what you had.
We had a boy.
You had a baby, you nut.
We had a boy on Wednesday the 18th. His name is Andrew. We did not pick
my double A.
My wife's name is Allie. We liked the Andrew independent of the whole A thing. But yes, we're the A team. And he's amazing. So hooray for me and hooray for Allie and hooray
Very
for
Very happy for you, buddy.
Thank you guys. All right, so this will be my worst year of fantasy football yet, just disclaimer. Getting into round three. What did you say?
You're gonna be worse?
Yes, I'm gonna be worse. Getting into round three. Chris Harris starts off with Tyreek Hill. And we got a little bit of a Vikings run. Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs. They go before Mike Evans? What am I missing?
Jameis Winston, apparently.
Who cares? Like, we saw last year, he was great with Fitzpatrick. I don't know, man. That seems nuts to me.
I don't know. Like, I think you could make a case for one of those guys to be better than Mike Evans. They're not going to be better than Mike Evans this year, but especially in PPR, if they spread the ball around like they did last year, targets could be a little, like, compared to everyone else, targets could be a problem for Evans.
Do you think anybody in Minnesota is going to 140 targets?
No, but I think both those guys will be more efficient on a per target basis.
Fair. But I mean, again, if you're looking at what targets could be, Evans is, I mean, I think he was seventh in targets last year. He's probably still going to be top 10.
So Evans, yeah, he might have a low catch rate because, you know, he's kind of a deep ball guy. But looking at his catches in four seasons, and Evans has played 15 or 16 games every year. Remember, this is PPR. 68 as a rookie, 74, 96, 71.
All right, speed yourself up to round four because you're missing all the fun.
Wow, all right, let's move on. Tyreek Hill, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, Mike Evans. That's the first four picks, all wide receivers in round three. Rob Gronkowski, I've never seen him go 29th. That's a wow. Jordan Howard, 30. T.Y. Hilton, followed by Zach Ertz in round three.
Hilton could end up being a steal there.
31. Zach Ertz, 32 overall. To Chris, then Heath, Jamie, Dave. They take Alex Collins. All right, a little earlier than I thought.
I was surprised by that. I thought you were going to take the guy who I took at 34.
I almost did. I didn't quite have the cojones to go receiver.
Oh, that's true. I forgot your start.
Yeah. So Heath has Hopkins, Green, and Alex Collins. Jamie took Fitzgerald in round three. Your first two picks were who?
Kareem Hunt and Michael Thomas.
And Dave's first two picks were Melvin Gordon and Odell Beckham, right?
But not in that order. Odell first, and then Melvin second.
Allen Robinson. Is there a big drop off in your opinion from Larry Fitzgerald, who Jamie took 34th, to the next two wide receivers, Allen Robinson, Demaryius Thomas?
Well, I like Robinson better. I think what he lacks in catches behind Fitzgerald, he'll make up in touchdowns and yards.
I like Fitzgerald and Demaryius considerably better than Robinson in this format.
I like Fitzgerald considerably better than Robinson also, just because he has 100 catch potential. Robinson's best year was 80 catches despite 140 plus targets. I don't think that will be where he finishes catch-wise in this Bears offense. I think he's going to max out probably about 70 to 75. And so it's going to take a lot of touchdowns. I don't think he's going to score that many touchdowns for Chicago.
So round four is fun?
Well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's hurry. For me, the fun started because it's fun to draft with fantasy analysts because you can use their rankings against them. And I knew that Davis Maddock, who's picking at the end, was not a fan of Josh Gordon, that's who I would have normally taken. So I went with Robinson first, knowing that I'd get Gordon back on the swing, and that's what I did.
My favorite part is, because there's occasion when we're drafting with all the guys from CBS where Jamie has to stop the draft and say, no, we can't have that pick. Make a better pick. Jamie can't do that now.
Well, I can.
I don't see anything too crazy except...
Have we met?
The first pick, maybe? All right, so round four, 37 overall, Sony Michel. Is that the craziness?
No.
It keeps getting crazier.
Yeah, just keep going.
It does? All right, Josh Gordon to Dave. You guys talked a lot about him yesterday. Amari Cooper to Jamie. Kenyon Drake to Heath. So he takes Alex Collins and Kenyon Drake. Jarvis Landry. Three picks after Josh Gordon. Golden Tate. Looks pretty normal to me. Alshon Jeffrey. Darius Geis. Juju Smith-Schuster. Ronald Jones. What? Jake Seeley. Jake Seeley, I'm so mad at you. First you take Stephon Diggs over Mike Evans. Now you take Corey Davis, 47th overall. So round four has a few rookie running backs. It's got Darius Geis, first Sony Michel, then Darius Geis, then Ronald Jones. It's got Juju, it's got Golden Tate, it's got Jarvis Landry, it's got Gordon, it's got Amari Cooper. Wide receivers you expect to see here. Corey Davis, 47th overall. Brandon Cooks, 48th overall. All right. Crazy?
Yes.
Which, both of them? Cooks and Davis? Or just Davis?
Just Davis.
Okay. Jake Seeley, man. We'll have to ask him what that's all about. Round five starts with LeSean McCoy.
And let's just give Jake credit. Jake was the best.
Most accurate.
Most accurate. Sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse my. Sorry. The most accurate ranker.
By Fantasy Pros.
By
metrics,
Fantasy Pros.
Yes.
But ranker? That's
yes.
What
well, last yeah, most, sure.
He was the most accurate with his rankings, according to Fantasy Pros.
Hey, Jake's great. I mean, but this is just
no, but
surprising.
I'm saying, like, you know, he knows his stuff. It's yeah, not like well, this is great. Someone
he's
pulling
great.
Something out of a hat.
I mean, I wouldn't be ripping on him, except we've had him on the show, and obviously we're buddies. All right, round
you
five.
You were
buddies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Round five is the suspension
round. Don't expect a baby present.
LeSean McCoy, not suspended yet. Rashad Penny, Mark Ingram. Let me read this email, guys. It comes from Steve from a town outside the Quad Cities. Anyone?
Let's just go with Starved Rock.
Aren't all other towns outside of the Quad Cities?
Where are the Quad Cities?
It's wherever it is. Pete Prisco wants to move there immediately.
Steve says, what are your thoughts on starting wide receiver, and then going rookie running back with the next 3, 4, or even 5 picks? Wide receiver, and then nothing but rookie running backs after
it
that.
Would not have worked in this draft because I think they're mostly gone.
Well, you could have gone receiver, Geis Penny, or Geis Michelle. But, I mean, why limit yourself to rookies? Heath did go receiver, and then he went Collins and Drake. But
and I think there are people out there that just think that all the rookies have more upside than guys like Collins. Because I took, we haven't got to my 5th round pick, but I took 3 running backs in a row, and I went Collins, Drake, and Lamar Miller. And there are like 1 or 2 of those rookies may very well be better than all 3 of those guys. There's obviously a lot better floor with those 3.
Draft is flying right now. Yeah, I don't know which rookie running back you're going to get that you're going to be excited about. It would have to be like Kerryon Johnson in round 5 or something like that. Royce Freeman, maybe you have a chance of 2. He went 55th. All right, so here we are in round 5. It's McCoy, Rashad Penny, Mark Ingram. That's a pretty interesting 1-2-3. LeSean McCoy, Rashad Penny, Mark Ingram. What do you think of that order? McCoy, Penny, Ingram.
I think it's right.
Okay. Yeah, that's how I would rank those 3.
Marvin Jones, 52nd overall. Chris Hogan. Derrick Henry, all the way down to 54th overall. I know.
Format,
that, yeah, probably. I know it's format, but is that an overreaction to the format?
Maybe so. I still would have taken him if he made it back to me.
Yeah, there are running backs that have been taken that I'd rather have Derrick Henry than, including, I think, all 3 of the 3 that just went.
McCoy, Penny, Ingram.
Yeah.
After that, Royce Freeman, Aaron Rodgers, and then the CBS group is up. If in fact, Chris took Aaron Rodgers. Lamar Miller to Heath. Ooh, Jamie goes Greg Olsen, wanted to get the tight end. And Dave takes Jay Ajayi. And then Deion Lewis goes 60th overall to finish round 5. Let me recap round 5. 3 running backs to start. McCoy, Penny, Ingram. Then 2 wide receivers. Marvin Jones, Chris Hogan. And we got Derrick Henry and Royce Freeman. And then 2 of our next 3 picks are a quarterback and a tight end. Chris Towers takes Rodgers. Heath takes Lamar Miller. Jamie takes Greg Olsen. Dave takes Jay Ajayi. And Davis takes Deion Lewis. All right, so Aaron Rodgers, 56th overall in a 6-point per passing touchdown PPR league. Dave, your thoughts?
Feels like a steal to me. Round 5 for Aaron Rodgers,
yeah,
even in a
good
PPR format. I will say this. It's 12 teams. Everybody's got to start at least 3 wide receivers. So the pressure's on to fill those positions. And if you're going to skimp on one position, it's going to be quarterback. So maybe I shouldn't be that surprised, but it still feels like really good value. And as far as I can tell,
he's the only one taken.
He's the only quarterback taken.
This is expert leagues on steroids.
Yeah.
So question.
I would have taken, I was ready to click Rodgers.
So why not take Wilson or Brady? Do you think Rodgers is that much better? I personally
I think he
do,
is,
but
yeah. I'm getting more and more worried about Wilson's volume this year.
Can I ask you guys a question?
No,
that's what we're here for.
Is this a three receiver league?
Yes.
Yes, as I just IM'd you.
I said two receiver at the start of the show.
Well, then you're a liar.
You were wrong.
Honestly,
your son is going to be so unhappy.
I haven't really seen, looking at these draft results, I haven't seen it being treated like a three receiver league. It looks like a two receiver flex.
I mean, I kind of did. I took three receivers in my first four picks.
I did too.
So
I think
it's okay. It's okay, Adam. You're rusty.
No, yeah. This is the first thing I've done. I apologize to everyone. I'm crazy right now. but I can still tell you about the SeatGeek app, and then we'll get into round six. Oh, I love that SeatGeek app. You heard Heath talking about SeatGeek and the concert he took his wife to. I also took my wife to a U2 concert a couple years ago and a Foo Fighters concert a couple years ago. Same week. Great week, by the way. Using the SeatGeek app. And, yeah, I love it. It's really simple to use. You type in the promo code FFT. You get $20 off your first purchase on the SeatGeek app or on SeatGeek.com. Again, you want to save some money? Use the promo code FFT. And if you've already used the promo code FFT, you're still going to save money because SeatGeek, not only does it save you money, it also saves you time. So you don't have to go out and look at multiple ticket sites anymore. Just go to SeatGeek, download the app, put it on your phone, search for an event. SeatGeek searches multiple sites for you, pulls in the results, sorts them, gives them every ticket, gets a grade based on value. You get a color-coded map so you can see the best deals. You click on the tickets, you buy the tickets, you save $20 more. With the promo code FFT. $20 more, promo code is FFT off your first purchase, and that's on the SeatGeek app. Also, a couple URLs for you. You want our newsletter? CBSSports.com/FFT Daily. CBSSports.com/FFT Daily. And if you want to play in the best league, play on CBS Sports, CBSSports.com/FFT. Guys, can you recap your teams through five picks? Starting with, I think, who has the earliest pick out of you four?
That would be me.
Go for it.
I have Kenyon Drake, Alex Collins, and Lamar Miller at running back. I have A.J. Green and DeAndre Hopkins at wide receiver, and I will not tell you my sixth pick yet because you just asked through five rounds, right?
Yes, so three running backs and two stud wide receivers. Jamie, your five picks.
Kareem Hunt, Michael Thomas, Larry Fitzgerald, Amari Cooper, and Greg Olsen.
All right, we'll see how Jamie does with running back. He only has one through five. Dave, one through five rounds. Dave, your first five picks.
Odell Beckham, Melvin Gordon, Allen Robinson, Josh Gordon, Jay Ajayi.
So you have Melvin Gordon and Ajayi at running back. You have Beckham, Josh Gordon, and who was it? Your other receiver? Demarius? Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson.
All right, let's go to round six. Pierre Garçon is the first pick of round six, and the next four picks belong to CBS. Dave takes Michael Crabtree. Jamie gets his number two running back, Kerryon, my wayward son, Kerryon Johnson. Heath takes Jimmy Jimmy Graham, huh?
Yeah, I was very happy to do that. I think he's going to score a bunch of touchdowns. And they're talking about splitting him outside, just like we talked about earlier this offseason, I think. He's basically going to be a slot receiver.
Jamal Williams goes to Chris, 65th overall.
By week two, he'll run a full route.
He doesn't have to run a full route when they're all from the 10-yard line. He just runs to the end zone, turns around, and catches the touchdown.
Oh, sure. God, it was so hard not to be on the podcast. Like, I wanted to jump in so bad when you guys were talking about tight ends.
Where did you want to jump in?
I don't even remember. But what was I going to say? Yeah, I don't remember. But I was like, that's a good thing, by the way. When people are listening to a podcast, they want to jump in on the debate. It means it's an interesting debate. So, oh, I know what I was going to say. Delanie Walker, I'll see where he goes. The guy's getting worse every year. He's a fossil. Come on. You cannot take Delanie Walker over Evan Ingram.
He's going to get twice as many targets.
Is he?
No.
Corey Davis just went in the fourth round. He's going to take all those targets from Delanie Walker. All right. Anyway, back to round six. Garçon, Crabtree, Kerryon Johnson, Jimmy Graham, Jamal Williams. Here's an interesting one. Emmanuel Sanders. Followed by Sammy Watkins, Rex Burkhead. Man, these are interesting picks. Devin Funchess.
I love the Burkhead pick.
Robert Woods, Jamison Crowder, and Duke Johnson. So, all right, Jamal Williams went to Chris. Then after that, This is where you see how different other sites are from CBS, which is not to say they're wrong. I don't know that I would have seen you guys take Emmanuel Sanders or Funchess in this round. True or false?
True. No.
Definitely not Funchess.
Yeah, they went too early, Sanders and Funchess. Sammy Watkins, 67th overall. Is this a good time for it?
He made a great catch today in practice, so his ADP will be going up.
Nice. you like the Burkhead pick at 68 overall, Heath?
Yeah, I think Burkhead's the best running back to own in New England in either format.
Wow. Fellas, you want to comment on that?
It wouldn't be – I mean, I have him very close in this format, so I might have actually have Burkhead higher.
Okay, and he went way after. He went like a round and a half after Sony Michel. Devin Funchess too early. Robert Woods goes 70th. Brandon Cooks went what? He went 48th. And Cooper Kupp's still on the board.
I would rather have Woods at 70 than Cooks in 48. But I think, Jamie, you actually like Woods over Cook, period, right?
I do, yeah, especially in this format. I mean, you're asking Cooks to have to get about 45 more targets than what Sammy Watkins got last year?
For him to be at what, his normal level?
For him to be at what his normal level.
Which is like usually about 120 targets.
Yeah, so that's lower then. That's 50 more targets because you get Watkins at 70 last year.
Oh, wow. So next pick that I want to talk about is, of course, Jake Seeley's. Jameson Crowder, 71st overall. I find him to be sort of like kind of floating around in his own little world. Like, I don't know.
I love it.
You do? Jameson Crowder?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about it?
Well, I think last year he played through this hamstring problem, which clearly impacted him in a negative way. And I think Alex Smith will be good for him. Not that Kirk Cousins was bad for him, but I just think being healthy, you know, you're looking at a receiving core that needs someone to sort of take a step forward. And I don't think he was as bad as what he played last year. I don't think he also was as good as what he showed 2 years ago, but, somewhere in the middle, I could see him 80 catches, about 900 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Can you really take Jameson Crowder over Julian Edelman?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to play the whole full season.
Let's see if that's a bench player for Jake. Or if that's it's probably his third receiver. Sorry for picking on Jake Seeley.
No, you're not.
You really dislike Jake Seeley.
I love Jake Seeley. That is his third receiver. He took Devontae Parker 3 picks after that. All right, the last pick of round 6. This is a fast draft, by the way. Good for you guys. The last pick of round 6 is Duke Johnson. So we go into round 7. 73rd overall in a 3-receiver PPR league, Tom Brady. 73rd overall, second quarterback off the board. Devontae Parker, Nick Chubb, 75th overall. When did Carlos Hyde go yet? No.
He has not. No,
Chubb
not
the first
at that
one.
Point.
All right, so you get a Cleveland running back, 75th overall in round 7, and it's Nick Chubb, followed by Marshawn Lynch. What do you think about those two guys in this format? Chubb and Lynch.
I don't think they'll combine for more than 35 catches between them. But as far as running backs who are going to get a decent amount of work go, that's Marshawn. Figures to be the lead guy in Oakland till Doug Martin unseats him or one of these other younger running backs does. But I don't know if that's happening. I think it's worth everybody to go back and double check how Lynch finished last season. Averaged well over 4 yards per carry. Had a bunch of good games for fantasy. They were giving him a lot of work.
Year older, new coach, new system.
Yeah, but the new coach loves old running backs like this.
What's Doug Martin? He's an old running back.
Yeah,
29.
But he sucks. And Marshawn just, at least Marshawn finished last season well. Doug Martin, when he came back from suspension, he looked good. And after that one game against New England, he just really just didn't look good.
I'm not saying this is a Doug Martin is better than Marshawn Lynch conversation. This is a Doug Martin will make Marshawn Lynch problematic because they're going to give him work. They didn't really give the young guys work, like you said, toward the end of the season because they weren't good. There's a report today that DeAndre Washington may not make the club because Jalen Richard's better than him. And so if you have Doug Martin taking work away from him, if you have a new coach, a year older Marshawn Lynch, this is the range he's going to go, and he shouldn't go higher than this.
I still think Jalen Richard's the best running back in Oakland.
He might be. He really might be.
So, well,
but Doug
some
Martin's
going to
get work.
Some of the running backs that are still on the board, I mean, there really aren't many starters left. Isaiah Crowell is still there as of this pick, as of the pick that we're on now, which is, what did I say, like 73 overall, Marshawn Lynch. No, 76. 75 and 76 overall, Nick Chubb and Marshawn Lynch. We're talking about Lynch. You know, you're kind of running out of of feature backs for sure. Now you're going to speculate like later in this round, Heath takes Marlon Mack. Jamie takes Tevin Coleman.
I gave Heath the finger when he took Marlon Mack because I was hoping he would go one more. When Heath said he had three running backs, I'm like, okay, maybe he'll slip because I was afraid of Chris and Heath both taking him. When I saw Chris pass, I'm like, okay, Heath, I think, is in a good spot with his running backs.
Yeah, well, I
have a better spot now.
I have four starting running backs, and I hope two of them are good.
So no, how many wide receivers do you have?
I still have two receivers, and I probably made a mistake in the eighth round, but we'll see.
All right, we'll get to that. So that's
by taking
really,
Mac? No, that was the seventh was Mac.
That's really interesting. So it's a three-receiver PPR league. Heath took Hopkins and A.J. Green 1-2, and in his next five picks did not take a wide receiver. So he's still looking to fill that starting wide receiver spot, that wide receiver three spot. Here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to review round seven, and then, you know, the draft's going to keep going. We're going to sort of pause and look at your teams and what you think so far through seven rounds. You have most of your starters. Brady, Devontae Parker, Nick Chubb, Marshawn Lynch, Julian Edelman, Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb, I feel like when we did these drafts months ago, like free agency, before the NFL draft, Cobb was going like 100th. You're not getting him there now. 78th overall. Marquise Goodwin, 79th. Alan Hearns, Marlon Mack to Heath, Tevin Coleman to Jamie, Evan Ingram to Dave, and Robbie Anderson, the last pick of round seven. So the last five picks were Hearns, Mack, Tevin Coleman, Evan Ingram, and Robbie Anderson. Jamie does not have Devontae Freeman, but he still took Tevin Coleman, which is fine, just letting everybody know. All right, any thoughts on round seven, guys? Again, it's tough for running backs. You've got Chubb and Lynch. Chubb's not even necessarily the starter. You've got Mack and Coleman, so we're looking for lottery tickets here. Maybe injury situations where Coleman gets a huge... The nice thing, Jamie, about Coleman is if Freeman gets hurt, like you've got like a top 10 guy.
And I think I'm not really sure we all have a good grip on how to view Marlon Mack. I'm not sure he's a lottery ticket.
What do you think he is?
Well, I think he's currently the starting running back in Indianapolis.
Yes,
maybe.
But it's a short leash.
Yeah,
it's going to be a committee.
It will be a committee,
no
yes.
matter what.
But, sure, but someone's got to lead the committee. I mean, is he going to be the J.H.I. in Philadelphia?
That's what I would expect.
A poor man's version. So, you know, the first off, he's got to stay healthy. He's got to prove he can handle the workload.
He's playing with the sling this year on his shoulder, right?
A brace.
Okay.
A sling would be very hard to carry the ball.
All right, guys, I want you to take a look at your team through seven rounds. Recap it for us. We'll talk about it. First, though, I've been getting a lot of questions. Where's the best place to play best ball drafts? There is a name that you need to know. It is the Draft app. It is a great place for best ball. Now, when we get into the season, we'll talk about the Draft app and playing daily fantasy with snake drafts. But for now, how about a best ball draft on the Draft app? What's best ball? Season-long leagues, no management. You draft your team, and you're done. And once you're done drafting, there are no trades. There's no waiver wire. You don't even have to set your lineup. Your best players every week automatically get selected, and you'll get the best score every single week guaranteed. And then you'll see how you do against every other team in your league. You don't have to worry about injuries or last-minute benchings and setting your lineup or whatever. You got a baby crying, and you can't set your lineup on time. Sure, that's going to happen. You can draft a team anytime you want.
You let the child cry.
To set your lineup. All right, learning a lot. So you can draft a team anytime you want. Leagues start every couple minutes on the Draft app. You can follow me on Draft. My username is BigCane2. And if you want a free entry into a best ball draft when you make your first deposit, use the promo code FFT. So that'll get you into a money game for free with the promo code FFT when you make your first deposit on Draft. By the way, it is a snake draft, which is the best part of fantasy sports. You get to do snake drafts all the time. And you can play for cold hard cash, get paid out the next day. Draft start at $1. Please use the promo code FFT on Draft. All right, Heath, your team through seven picks.
Oh, boy. Now I've got to remember who I picked. Okay, I got it. Kenyon Drake, Alex Collins, Lamar Miller, and Marlon Mack are my running backs. Receivers, A.J. Green, DeAndre Hopkins, tight end, Jimmy Graham.
All right, pretty interesting team. Four running backs, a tight end, and two wide receivers. Jamie.
Through how many picks? Sorry?
Seven.
Through seven picks, I have Kareem Hunt, Michael Thomas, Larry Fitzgerald, Amari Cooper,
Greg Olson. Greg
Olson. I'm so excited about it.
Greg Olson, well, I'm trying to keep up, and I'm on the clock.
Sorry.
Greg Olson and Tevin Coleman.
That means Dave is about to be on the clock. Dave, can you recap your
team? That means I'm on deck. Yeah, I've got – you want it in the order I picked him in?
Sure.
Odell Beckham, Melvin Gordon, Allen Robinson, Josh Gordon, Jay Ajayi. My sixth-round pick was Crabtree. Seventh-round pick was Evan Engram. Eighth-round pick was Russell Wilson.
Oh, okay. So
and
let's
now
go
I'm
to...
on deck for round nine.
Well, let's go to round eight. Tariq Cohen was the first pick of round eight. Good or bad? 85 overall, Tariq Cohen.
I think it's good in PPR.
Very good.
Russell Wilson, Cooper Kupp to Jamie, Drew Brees to Heath. Fourth quarterback off the board, Heath, Drew Brees?
I think that was right, and that may have been my mistake. I was torn between him and Rishard Matthews. I was hoping Rishard Matthews would come back to me because he lasts that long a lot of times, and Scott Fish stole him later in the round. So, I was going to be pretty pleased with him as my number three receiver with all those running backs, but now I'm going to have to get creative.
Yeah, so now you kind of maybe you wish you'd gone like with a wide receiver a little early because the wide receiver's coming off the board now. Like, there's a reason in these expert drafts when you see quarterbacks start going, and Dave and Heath both took quarterbacks here, Wilson and Brees, or even if you see tight ends start to go, that means we don't love the running backs and wide receivers necessarily. So Jordy Nelson to Chris, 89th overall, followed by Delanie Walker, Sterling Shepard, Will Fuller. How about Jordy Nelson, Sterling Shepard, and Will Fuller, right around 90th overall? Who's your favorite of those three, Jordy, Shepard, and Fuller?
Probably Fuller.
Fuller for me, and I don't think it's close.
Yeah, I agree. I love Fuller here over those guys. Dave?
Read them to me one more time.
Jordy, Shepard, and Fuller.
Fuller. Way more upside.
We also had Kyle Rudolph go, so we had two tight ends in this round. Delanie Walker, 90th. Kyle Rudolph, 93rd. Rishard Matthews to Scott Fish. Trey Burton, another tight end in this round. Great pick, Jake Seeley. 95th overall, Trey Burton. That is a great pick.
No, I agree with you. It was funny.
And Carlos Hyde, 96. So is that the same guy who took Chubb? No, Scott Fish took Chubb. Carlos Hyde, 96th overall. Could be a great pick. Chris Thompson, 97th overall. Chris Harris, I believe. Does he have Duke Johnson and Chris Thompson? Yes, he does. All right, so let's take a look at Chris Harris.
You said Chris Thompson and Chris Johnson.
Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Let's take a look at Chris Harris's team. Le'Veon Bell, he had the first overall pick. Le'Veon Bell, Doug Baldwin, Tyreek Hill, and Brandon Cooks are his three receivers. I think that's pretty good. Doug Baldwin, Tyreek Hill, Brandon Cooks. Le'Veon Bell, LeSean McCoy, Duke Johnson, Carlos Hyde, Chris Thompson, and Tom Brady. So he's got Brady, he's got Le'Veon Bell. His three receivers are Baldwin, Tyreek Hill, and Brandon Cooks. And then LeSean McCoy, Duke Johnson. Like, if McCoy's not suspended, this is an awesome team. McCoy, Duke Johnson, Carlos Hyde, Chris Thompson. One of them is his number two running back. I like that team a lot.
Oh, yeah, I think, well, anytime somebody gets LeSean McCoy at the end of the fourth round, if you can just hope that LeSean McCoy is not suspended, then you're in a good spot.
Or breaks down. I mean, right. Look, you know, there are still a lot of ifs besides him getting suspended, playing with three new offensive linemen. Who's the quarterback? You know, so it's late, but there are still red flags.
For LeSean McCoy?
Yes.
All right, that's the end of round eight in the fastest draft of all time. I think we'll do 10 rounds here, and then we'll kind of talk about we'll see what we get.
What we can do for the rest of the podcast, because this draft will be over by then.
What round are you guys currently in?
Almost done with 10.
15.
Wow. All right, so the beginning of round 9, Chris Thompson, like I said. Deshaun Watson, great pick, Jake Seeley. Josh Doxson, that's an interesting one, 99th overall. Josh Doxson.
I think you see, and obviously we're guilty of this as well, the guys that you like, you gravitate toward and you take them. Mm-hmm.
And that's Scott Fish, and he's not picking again for a while, so he takes Josh Doxson. Cam Newton, 100th overall. Here's a running back that could get 150 or more carries that goes 101st overall, C.J. Anderson. Like, how would you compare C.J. Anderson with Chris Thompson, Duke Johnson, Giovanni Bernard, the guys that you're not necessarily taking in standard and maybe you're taking late, but you're definitely taking in PPR? Compare him to C.J. Anderson. Compare them.
Anderson's probably going to have to rush for 900 yards and score 8 touchdowns because he's not going to catch the ball at all in this offense.
Right. So you don't like him at 101 or what?
It's all going to come down to touchdowns.
I think it's a good spot for him. but he didn't go ahead of those guys, did he?
No. Maybe Gio.
He did go ahead of Gio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
Heath took Gio. Heath, are you ever going to take a third wide receiver or what?
I actually did in round 10, and I may just keep taking receivers until the draft's over.
And that was Marquise Lee that you took. All right, so the rest of round 9, I'll start it over. Chris Thompson, Deshaun Watson, Josh Doctson, Cam Newton, C.J. Anderson, Jordan Reed. We've got three Redskins in this round, Thompson, Doctson, and Reed. How about this group of running backs? Pretty interesting here. 103rd pick, Crowell, Devontae Booker, Gio, Ty Montgomery, Deontay Foreman. Some of those are your picks, guys. Crowell, Booker, Gio to Heath, Montgomery to Jamie, Deontay Foreman to Dave.
I did something for the second time. It might be back-to-back drafts. Our last one was our 2QB one.
Yep.
So the second time I've done this, I took Montgomery knowing that I was going to take Aaron Jones right after. I don't have a rank that way, but again, it's an unsettled backfield. It's a two players in double-digit rounds that I expect one to hit.
Jamal Williams went 65th. Ty Montgomery went 106th, and Aaron Jones went 111th.
I like the value for that better. I like Jamal Williams. I think he's the best Packers running back going into the season, but I don't know if he'll hold the job all year.
Now, Dave took Deontay Foreman two picks after Heath took Giovanni Bernard, and we know Heath loves Giovanni Bernard. Heath, you do have Lamar Miller.
Yes.
So do you maybe you thought Foreman would be there. I don't know. Well, what do you think about not having Foreman taking Gio instead?
I would guess I'll be able to pick him up off the waiver wire in week 4 or 5, right before he comes back off of the IR.
And we don't know if he's avoided the pup list.
Right.
We don't. So I'm taking him with the assumption that he will avoid the pup list. Might be a heady assumption at this point, but I love the talent. I'm hoping that he comes back from this injury about as good as he was last year.
Kirk Cousins is the last pick of round 9. George Kittle? Oh, Dave took Corey Clement. That's kind of your guy in late rounds, right?
Yeah, I like his potential. And again, we talked about Indy's offense having a committee backfield. Philly is going to have the same thing. I took Ajayi earlier. So kind of protecting myself by getting Clement too.
Oh, there you go. Jamie took Aaron Jones. He took Marquise Lee. Chris Towers took Kelvin Benjamin. Michael Gallup off the board. I will ask you guys to rank those wide receivers. Marquise Lee, Kelvin Benjamin, Michael Gallup. They went back to back to back in round 10. So again, Marquise Lee, Kelvin Benjamin, Michael Gallup.
I'm taking Benjamin first of that group because on volume alone, he should be able to outproduce them. Lee is second and Gallup is third for me.
Chris Towers just keeps taking the players that I want.
DJ Moore wasn't getting back to you.
Yeah. Well, he was. I was the next pick.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure
DJ Moore wasn't getting back to me.
Yeah.
Well, DJ Moore.
Which of you two is after me?
DJ Moore went pretty late. DJ Moore, I mean, we're fast forwarding.
Go back, because if Gallup is the number one guy there, he could conceivably get more targets than Kelvin Benjamin, right? And Marquise Lee?
I think that's a big leap for him to make, though, at least for the start of the season. Gallup to be the number one guy in Dallas?
The great Allen Hurns. I don't think that's a big leap.
Is that coaching staff going to give him that chance? I mean, listen. If he does great in training camp and we see it, then I guess you're right. Then I guess he would have a chance to get more targets than Kelvin Benjamin, but I'm not counting on it.
But even still, Jamie, who do you rank ahead? Benjamin, Gallup, Marquise Lee?
Benjamin, but I don't think it's a stretch that Gallup could be the best of that group, given his potential opportunity. One thing about Lee, which it's now the second person I've seen make this statement. One is Pete Prisco, who spent some time in Jacksonville and knows a lot of the assistant coaches there. And the other is another beat writer for the Jaguars. They are talking up Keelan Cole as the potential number one receiver there.
If you watched him play last year, you'd understand why.
No, I get it.
He's their slot guy, though. Like, you're not going to see him play.
That's the thing, though. They can move Lee inside and outside. They can move Cole inside and outside. And Moncrief could move inside and outside. So they could be very interchangeable with the receiving
court. Maybe, but I think Cole's absolutely the best in the slot. I don't know if he's so good on the outside, but he makes plays after the catch.
Yeah, no, we never talk about those guys. Keelan Cole and D.D. Westbrook were big-time fantasy contributors at the end of last season, and it's my bad. We never really talk about them. All right, so Michael Gallup, Carson Wentz. We're in the middle of round 10. Carson Wentz, Jimmy Garoppolo, Nelson Aguilar, Kenny Stills. Yeah, Mike Williams, 119th overall. Great pick, Jake Seeley. How come nobody takes Mike Williams?
Jake, I've done several drafts with Jake already, and I know how much he's expecting Mike Williams to be a big contributor. The opportunity's there. It's hard to overlook what his, you know, upside is if he's right, but we just haven't seen that yet. And we've talked about this a lot in the offseason. Combine. You didn't hear a lot of comments at all about Mike Williams. NFL draft, you didn't hear a lot of comments about Mike Williams. Minicamp, you didn't hear a lot of comments about Mike Williams. So it's almost as if Anthony Lynn is like, maybe he's going to help us. Maybe not.
Right. After Mike Williams, we have David Njoku, 120th overall. We're done with 10 rounds. How many rounds here? 15, 16?
We just started 12.
How many rounds is
that? Oh, I'm sorry, 16.
16. And no flex, right?
Yes.
What? Okay. So round 11. I'm such a mess. Round 11, Kenny Golladay, Kenneth Dixon, Chris Carson. Hey, Chris Carson at 123 overall. That's not a bad flyer to take, right?
Not at all.
Yeah. Good pick, Scott Fish. Cameron Meredith, Latavius Murray. I wonder if that's the Dalvin Cook. No, it's not the Dalvin Cook owner. TJ Yeldon. When do you guys start thinking about handcuffs?
I don't really.
Well, Dave already did.
But I also like the handcuff. Like, I like sure. Corey Clement. So I think he could be, I think he could end up having a very nice year. Maybe a Jai for six games and Clement for six games. You know what I'm saying? They could be interchangeable.
Yeah. I mean, I took both Packers guys, but I don't really view them as a handcuff, Montgomery right. and Jones. And I will, if I need to, and I don't like anybody else on the board, I will take Spencer Ware as the Kareem Hunt owner.
Right. And I could always look at Austin Eckler.
Yeah. I think it's not a bad idea. This is a pretty deep draft, you know, three round. It's not super deep, but three receivers and a flex. So, again, in round 11, Kenny Golladay, Kenneth Dixon, Chris Carson, Cameron Meredith, Latavius Murray, TJ Yeldon, Paul Richardson, DJ Moore. I mean, 128th overall. That's surprising to me to see him go that late, DJ Moore.
And well behind Funchess.
But you saw Funchess went earlier than any of us would take him. And I think that probably tells you how a lot of the people feel about Moore. Like, if DJ Moore doesn't overtake Devin Funchess, he's not going to have fantasy value as the number two receiver and number four option in the passing game.
Do you see Devin Funchess having enough targets and enough yards to be better, considerably better than DJ Moore?
I think he'll have to be touchdowns.
I he's got to be touchdowns.
I mean, he might score 9 touchdowns on 700 yards receiving.
I mean, I would take the under on both those numbers, but certainly on the yardage too.
It's why I gravitate toward Greg Olsen, because when Olsen was back, Funchess' targets went in the tank, and now you're throwing in another receiver on top of it.
And they like him.
I think Olsen will be their leader in touchdowns, receiving wise.
I
think it's going to be more than anybody scoring 7.
It could be. The real scenario could be that Moore and Funchess are kind of balanced in targets, maybe more as a slight lean between the two of them. And Olsen just has more than both of them combined. Or not combined, but both of them.
Greg Olsen was so bad last year. He played, like 7 games and had fewer than 30 yards in 6 of them. Now, one game he looked, maybe got hurt in that game.
Well, one game he broke his foot. Another game he came back and hurt his foot again.
Yeah, okay. So that's so. Okay, so now let's just give him 5 games. He was terrible in 4 of them.
Yeah,
he had 2 huge games. One of them was in the postseason, both 100 yards.
Yeah, I threw out last year.
Say it, Adam, angrily. Say, you can't draft Greg Olsen over Evan Ingram.
No, you can definitely draft Greg Olsen over Evan Ingram. You cannot draft Delanie Walker over Evan Ingram. You can't do it. I won't.
He was better than Greg Olsen last year.
Who was?
Delanie Walker.
Greg Olsen barely played last year. Delanie Walker just keeps getting worse and worse. His fantasy production keeps going down. And now they've actually drafted a number one wide receiver that they're hoping to feature. That's never been the case with him.
Well, I mean, technically, Rhett Ellison was better than Greg Olsen last year.
Wait, the Titans drafted a number one receiver?
2 years. I mean, you know, Corey Davis last year.
Yeah, that worked out well.
It's not like Delanie Walker was so good last year.
He was, what, 6th at tight end?
I think he honestly may have been better than that, but that just says something about the tight end position. He didn't do that well.
I don't know. I'll take the value of Walker where he's being drafted compared to the value of.
But you rank Walker over Ingram, don't you?
Because I expect him to be better.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not allowing it. You can't do it.
Okay. You, when you have your own rankings, you can rank it how you want.
I have a child, Jamie. I think I can handle rankings.
I have 3.
I definitely can't handle a child. That's definitely sure. Okay, so I think we're done going pick by pick here. We're pretty deep in this draft. You can check out the results on CBSSports.com. Let's take a look at your teams. Let's see how we're doing. Let's start with Heath's team. He had the earliest pick of the three of you. He had the, was it ninth pick?
Yes, eighth, I believe. Maybe ninth.
I think Chris was eight and you were nine. Yep.
So I'll go with my starting lineup first and then give you the backups that I have so far and probably tell you the next two picks I'm going to make because I don't think anybody else will pick them.
Alrighty.
So I have Breeze, Drake, and Collins, Hopkins, Green, and Marquise Lee, Jimmy Graham, Flex is currently Lamar Miller, my bench, Marlon Mack, Gio Bernard, Tyler Lockett, Calvin Ridley. I am anticipating that I will take Keelan Cole and
he's gone.
He's gone. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that won't happen. But I was going to do some friendship strategy with the receivers.
Hey, nice.
Maybe a little Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah, with Calvin Ridley. Good for you. So again, he's got a great quarterback in Drew Brees.
Yeah, all the Jaguars receivers are drafted by now.
All of them are.
Yes, except for DJ Shark.
Westbrook was drafted?
Westbrook was drafted.
Wow.
Yeah, three receiver PPR with a flex. So we're going to see DJ Westbrook drafted. All right, he's got Brees. He's got elite receivers, DeAndre Hopkins and A.J. Green. And then he's got two running backs. Like, if they do what they did last year, Collins and Drake, that's awesome. Lamar Miller at flex. So I'm assuming going in, you would have preferred a wide receiver at flex.
Well, in a three-receiver league, actually, that means your fourth receiver is your flex.
Never mind.
I think Lamar Miller will outscore most fourth receivers.
And who's your number three receiver right now? Marquise Lee.
Currently Marquise Lee.
Or Tyler Lockett, Calvin Ridley. All right, Jamie, you want me to read your team or you want to do it?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. You do not have a... Oh, Andrew Luck in round 12. And Greg Olsen at tight end. Running backs are Kareem Hunt, Kerryon Johnson, and remember, Jamie took a running back in round 1 and none until round 6 after that. So his running backs are Kareem Hunt, Kerryon Johnson, Tevin Coleman, Ty Montgomery, and Aaron Jones. And I think, Jamie, you know, the Montgomery-Jones strategy is maybe more suited for a team like yours where you are perhaps a little iffy at number two running back with Kerryon Johnson around 6. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure if you had drafted Kareem Hunt and then Leonard Fournette, I'm not sure you're spending two late picks on two Packers running backs.
Well, again, in the two quarterback league, which was a 10-team league, I did it as well.
And were your running backs strong there or?
Le'Veon Bell and your favorite player in NFL history, Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, that was pretty good. All right, so Andrew Luck, Greg Olsen, Kareem Hunt, Kerryon Johnson, two Packers running backs, not named Jamal Williams. Wide receivers are Michael Thomas, Larry Fitzgerald, and Amari Cooper. Michael Thomas, Larry Fitzgerald, Amari Cooper. And who's your flex at the moment, you think? Cooper Kupp?
Probably Cooper Kupp, but it could be Tevin Coleman. Could be Dez Bryant if he signs somewhere.
This is a strong team. All three of you, Dave, who's your quarterback?
Russell Wilson, and I just picked up Patrick Mahomes to go with him.
All right, so Jamie has Andrew Luck. I can't say you prioritize quarterback, but it's conceivable you will have the number one quarterback, as we've seen it before from Andrew Luck.
Yeah, and actually, I didn't expect Dave to take Mahomes, but I was going to take either Mahomes or, assuming Davis Maddock does not take a quarterback, I'll take Matthew Stafford.
He did not. He took a kicker and a defense.
So I'll take Matthew Stafford, so I have safe, and I have high upside.
All right, Dave's team has Russell Wilson and Mahomes at quarterback. I was going to say all three of you are strong at quarterback. Odell Beckham, Allen Robinson, Josh Gordon, Michael Crabtree, headline the receivers. Odell Beckham, Allen Robinson, Josh Gordon, Michael Crabtree. Melvin Gordon's your running back, along with Jay Ajayi, Corey Clement, Deontay Foreman, Nyheim Hines, Matt Breida. A lot of running back depth there, but you took Gordon in the second round. Three of your first four picks were receivers. So Gordon, Ajayi, Clement, Foreman, Hines, Matt Breida. Evan Ingram is your tight end. So all three of you have pretty good tight ends. Ingram for Dave, Olsen for Jamie. Sorry, Heath, who is your tight end?
Jimmy Graham,
right. You know, I think with Dave and Heath, the rounds 3 and 4 picks are probably going to determine the success or failure. For Heath, it's Drake and Collins. For Dave, it's Allen Robinson and Josh Gordon. And those picks, I mean, those picks are just for everybody. Rounds 3 and 4 are going to be huge picks. Very important picks for you.
Right. So you want to take guys that you've got a firm belief in, guys that you want to root for this year. In the case of the receivers that I took, guys that have high target upside, big play upside. Gordon's got that. I don't know if Robinson has quite as much big play upside, but certainly volume should be there for him. In the case of Heath, you're taking two running backs who showed a lot last year and could be modest to high volume running back for their respective teams, and both of them good at catching passes out of the backfield. I can't really fault any of our four picks. And I don't know who Jamie took in rounds 3 and 4, but Jamie knows his stuff. He's probably
I took Fitzgerald and Cooper. So
took two players no one heard of.
Cooper's
heard
in
of.
That same mold of, you know, got to prove it after last year.
Yeah. Lots of targets, obviously, for both those guys.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like Fitzgerald. All right, of all six of your rounds 3, 4 picks for the three of you, Fitzgerald, Cooper, Allen Robinson, Josh Gordon, Kenyon Drake, Alex Collins. The oldest one on perhaps the worst offense feels the safest to me, Larry Fitzgerald. Is that weird?
In this format, I would agree.
Right? Is that kind of weird? And he was the first, he was the first one picked? No.
Well, I mean, in terms of safety, he's probably the safest in any format. Safety.
Safety, yeah. He's probably going to get 100 catches and 5 touchdowns. All right, thank you guys. Great draft, fun show, fun stuff. I'm gonna go change a diaper. How about that?
Have you mastered it?
I've
the whole process
no.
of changing a diaper.
I'm
well,
fine.
It's kind of hard when you have to do it on yourself, though, Dave.
Speak for yourself, Jamie. I've become a pro.
I'm fine cleaning.
Oh, how did we forget this? It's Dave's birthday today.
Oh, what?
Damn it. We went, how many minutes has it been?
57 minutes.
57 minutes, and now you bring it up?
I can't believe, I got so excited with Adam's announcement that I forgot about
it. I know, we're overshadowing
Happy
the announcement.
Happy birthday to you.
No. If you're going to start singing, I want to hear the whole thing.
Happy to you.
There it is.
Happy birthday. All right, so anyway, thanks, guys. Great show. I'm too tired to do an outro. I'm out of here.
Can't believe I live to 42.
Bye. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Na, 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 na.